Did you start singing, show any music ability at an early, early age?
Yeah, I sang for my mother's Sunday school choir when I was 12. I didn't have a vibrato, and I wanted one really bad. I remember praying for a vibrato, fasting. I went without food for several days because I saw these people, these wonderful vibratos. I could hold a tune, and, you know, music was on both sides of our family. But I didn't like my voice because I didn't have what I thought was an adequate vibrato. And I remember the day I was on a three-day fast, and I was in the shower in my house. I was about 12, and I remember it just burst out of me, this vibrato. I would look at people sing with vibrato and move my mouth the way I thought they were, mostly women. But that day, it just burst out of me.
What do you mean when you say vibrato?
That part of the song, instead of a straight tone.
And before that, you couldn't...
I didn't have a vibrato that I can remember. Just a straight tone. And in the black church, particularly, these women had these big old, mostly women, these big verbose vibratos that would shake and tremble, and their jaws would shake, I remember... their throat. I would look at every part of them singing. It was pretty common. My grandmother on my mother's side was a singer. All my aunts on my dad's side were singers. It ran in our family. But mother, when she was directing the children's choir, I remember she had a young girl named Josephine trying to sing this solo, and she just couldn't do it. And mother never pushed her kids. And she was so disgusted. She said, "Come on, boy, Carlton, sing this song." And I sang it. And then it became very popular, that particular song, all over the city of San Diego. They went, "Where's Pat Pearson, boy? Let him sing."
And the song was?
It was a song that, it was called Dip Your Finger in the Water, Come and Cool My Tongue. I'm Tormented in the Flame, about Lazarus in burning in the fire. My mother sang that when I was about 6 or 7 years old out in the country. I remember one night. After we had all gone to bed, we still owned the piano. She was sitting at the piano singing that song. I crawled out of my bed and just at the foot of the piano, she couldn't see me. And I was watching her feet push the pedal down, and she was singing that song, and I started crying. I just loved the song. And she heard me crying and said, "Boy, what you doing in here? Get back in bed." And I said, "Tell me about that song." And she told me that her mother taught her that song. And that's the first song I sang with a vibrato that confirmed to me that I would be a singer.
Yeah. Okay, so you were singing at an early age, but before 14, you sang public. I mean, you must have been
12. I was 12 when
12.
I.
You must have been singing earlier than that.
Yes,
in the house, and it was coming out of you.
Oh yeah, Mama sang. My sister, right. Older sister, sang. We stood around the piano. My aunts would come over and sing. Singing was so common in our house. So, I remember the first time I did a solo was Old Little Town of Bethlehem when we still lived in the country. Before I actually did a solo, I was probably about 9, as I remember. I remember the preacher's daughter, Betty Sweet, put on a Christmas play and asked me to sing that song. And I was pleased with it. For some reason, I sang it to my satisfaction, but I didn't have an authentic, and I wasn't known as a singer. My older sister was, Tanya. So, but I was recognized as a singer after I sang that one solo at 12 years old with my mother.
Yeah.
In choir.
But then, you went on to become a public speaker as well. Did you do... like I did in Sunday school, Christmas programs.
Yeah.
Did you speak? We had a Sunday school pieces that we memorized and said.
We called them speeches.
Okay, and that was when at 6 years old, I knew I was doing something good because I could project my voice and people would. So as I look back, that was mine. So I suspect you were the same. You stood on stage and either memorized a speech or whatever. Is that true? Were your first public speaking?
Interesting that you would bring that point up. It's very similar to yours. It was the first time I'd spoken in a microphone because we'd moved to town, and I had to do my Easter speech. And all the kids came up and did memorize their speeches. And when I spoke into the mic, they said, "Oh," it was so loud. My voice projected so loud. They said, "Whoa, wait, that's a preacher there. That's got to be a preacher," the folks start saying. And that, for some reason, I never forgot that. That boy's got a preacher's voice. So I bought into that. And I knew that I would use my voice to speak. And that's my primary self-worth, is that I can talk.
Yes. And it also reminds us that when we see children who are performing in whatever it
we
is,
recognize it.
That we recognize and tell them that, because both you and I felt that.
Yep.
And here we're talking about it 80, 90 years later.
I know.
Speak for myself, right?